I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater from WBGO in Newark and NPR Music in surround sound on Jazz Set at the Village Vanguard. We're about to embark on a musical odyssey. Our captain is saxophonist Chris Potter, launching his album, The Sirens. Chris and I have recently come off 3 months touring the country with the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour. I used to say to him, Chris, I want somebody to draw a picture of you and your horn with cascades of notes pouring out. That's what I see when Chris Potter's playing. He thinks on his feet and he plays what he imagines. Tuneful, soulful, and forward-moving. Now he has released his first album as a leader on the ECM label, and it is epic. Mythical music inspired by the ancient Greek tale, The Odyssey, by Homer. Chris says The Odyssey is all about big themes set in bold relief. Romantic adventure and a return to home, temptation and identity, life and death. They're things we all deal with today. The music opens with Wine Dark Sea. The Village Vanguard's wine-colored curtain is the backdrop. And you can see that at jazzset.npr.org. Chris Potter is between Wine Dark Sea and Wayfinder. Ooh, one of my favorite compositions of his. Playing music from his album, The Sirens, inspired by The Odyssey by Homer. Chris first read The Odyssey when he was in high school in South Carolina. Ethan Iverson, Larry Grenadier, and Eric Harland are on piano, bass, and drums on Jazz Set. Chris switches to the flute.
Thank you.
We're at the Village Vanguard for The Sirens by Chris Potter on tenor, flute, and ahead, bass clarinet and soprano saxophone. In surround sound on Jazz Set, I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Now in his early 40s, Chris Potter is the most commandingly skilled saxophonist of his generation, says New York Times jazz writer Nate Shinnan. Chris is no drama. He's all music. Potter played in bands led by Paul Motion many times here at the Village Vanguard. Here's Chris Potter.
Please welcome on the piano Ethan Iverson. How about a hand for Larry Grenadier on the bass? And let's hear it for Eric Harland on the drums. I want to say hello to you and also hello everyone out there in Radio Land. We started with a couple tunes from the new album. That first one was called Wine Dark Sea. And that one we just played is called Wayfinder. I think there are some copies at the bar. I'm obliged to tell you. We're going to continue now with a Paul Motion composition entitled The Owl of Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
From the Owl of Cranston, Chris Potter returns to The Sirens, inspired by Homer's Odyssey. The hero, Odysseus, is held captive on an island for 7 years by the nymph Calypso. And that's the name of this piece. Thank you. Calypso. Eric Harland is a drummer. Ethan Iverson, the pianist. Larry Grenadier plays bass in The Sirens, with Chris Potter on bass clarinet, ahead on Jazzet. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazzet with Dee Dee Bridgewater receives support from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
The hero, Odysseus, is almost home. But one of his last challenges is to skirt the land of the Sirens, who sing an enchanting song that normally causes passing sailors to steer towards the rocks, hit them, and sink. Here is The Sirens by Chris Potter.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ethan Iverson, Larry Grenadier, Eric Harland, myself, Chris Potter. Thank you so much for coming out. And here's the rest of the week.
Chris Potter and his group have played a set of music from Potter's 2013 album on the ECM label, The Sirens. There's more on the CD. We shoehorned what we could into our jazz set. And I just want to say, congratulations on your epic, Chris. Ethan Iverson is the pianist, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Eric Harland drums. This set was originally broadcast and webcast from New York City on Live at the Village Vanguard by WBGO and NPR Music. Thanks to producer Josh Jackson, technical direction and live audio mix by David Tallickson, video direction by Michael Downs, web producer Patrick Jaranwatananan, executive producers Anya Grundman and Thurston Briscoe III. Jazz Set technical director Duke Marcos is our surround sound mixer. Ginger Bruner is our studio engineer at KUNV in Las Vegas. Becca Pulliam produces Jazz Set at WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. You can see and hear more at jazzset.npr.org. Check it out. And I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, home from my long journey, and back next time with more great music.